In this podcast, I want to talk to you about some of the things that cause frustration for swimmers when practicing a new skill. Now, there are some people that come through and they get the initial lessons, they kind of see how the process works, and they go away, and they seem to be pretty content and patient to, over the weeks and months, take these ideas and start practicing and doing their thing, and they're pleased with the rate of improvement, and they keep on going. But maybe like you, there's quite a few people out there that are frustrated when they are turning around and starting to practice this new thing, a new way of swimming or swimming for the first time. And I think part of that is because many of us, we're successful or competent at other areas of life. We're a lot of people that come to us are older and they're 40s, 50s, 60s or so, and they've done many other things in life very well, the professional life or personal life or other arts or practices. And then we can kind of forget what it's like to be a beginner in something. And so we get into this thing, swimming, and swimming in a very mindful way that does take a lot of attention and takes time. And things aren't just coming quickly or easily. So some people can be really frustrated by that. But let me talk through the things that that I notice could cause frustration. Perhaps it has for you as well. So the first thing that I notice is that some people don't understand the skills that they're working on in terms of how it should feel, or they don't understand the analogy that we've used, or the metaphor, or image, or symbol that we've used to trick the body into doing the thing that we want it to do. So it's really critical that when you come to your lessons, that as the coach is teaching you how to shape the body or how to move the body in a certain way, that not only are you understanding how it's supposed to look to someone observing from the outside, you need to also understand how it feels inside of your body when you're doing, holding the body position or the movement pattern. Because when you're swimming, your control panel is giving you information based on your nervous system sending you information to your brain. You can't see most of your body from the outside, so you have to feel what your body is doing from the inside. So it's very important that you understand the skill that you're working on, what its purpose is, what the body is supposed to not only look like, but what it's also supposed to feel like when you're doing the correct thing, and having a way to understand if you're some feedback from the water or movement or something at what your body should be doing if you're doing it correctly. So understanding the skill in terms of the sensation or the imagery involved will be very helpful to you, so that you won't be so frustrated when things are going and you don't know if they're going the way you want them to. Next thing is, some people don't understand the process you must work through in setting up small incremental challenges to see small incremental changes in your body position and movement. So there's a process involved. Sometimes I like to say, like, watching the grass grow. Now, you can add sunshine and water and fertilizer, and that will help the water, help the grass grow. But grass still, even when provided all those things, only grows at a certain rate, and there's certain processes inside the grass that need to take place. The photosynthesis and drawing nutrients from the soil and circulating through the system, and the grass only grows a little bit each day. And if you just look at the blade of grass from the morning till the evening, you're like, is there really any change? But over 3 or 4 days, you're like, hey, the grass is growing. You may not have noticed, you definitely wouldn't notice it in 1 hour. You probably wouldn't notice it in 4 hours. You might notice a little bit of growth in 8 hours of watching the grass grow. But definitely in 2 or 3 days, you'll definitely notice a change in the grass. So our bodies are similar to that. They're going through a biological process. It's neurochemical, it's neuromuscular, it's biological. And you provoke changes in the body through your exercise, and you provoke changes in your neuromuscular skill through doing mindful, careful movement practice. And so that stimulates the body to build up those systems that help you do that. But that doesn't happen in a few seconds, and it doesn't happen in a few minutes. The process literally takes a practice session and then a rest session overnight. And then the next day, you may come back to the pool, and guess what? What you weren't capable of doing so well yesterday, now suddenly, magically almost, it seems like you can do it a little bit better. Because that's because your body's going through a process of changing every time that you stimulate it with certain activities. Now, the next thing is some people don't understand the investment of time involved. All right, I already alluded to this in the previous one, but really, if you're going to improve with a process, it's going to take days, weeks, months, even years. So, people coming for a quick fix, they might get some little tip or something that's going to alter a little bit of drag in their body and make it better. Yeah, and they'll slide through the water easier. But the real substantial changes in your control over your movement patterns, these are things that take practice after practice after practice, day after day, week after week, month after month, till your body becomes so familiar and so refined in those movements that it's truly efficient and automated in your nervous system. You maybe have heard some talk about the 10,000 hour rule of mastery. Well, guess what? It's going to take you hundreds, if not thousands, of hours to become a masterful swimmer. That doesn't mean that after a workshop you can't immediately enjoy better swimming. Of course you can. But if you could feel the difference between what your body is feeling now and somebody who has been practicing for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you would be stunned at how much easier and how much more marvelous it feels. But they have paid the price in time, in persistent practice, to get to that level of refinement, simply because, not because they're more talented, just because they're dedicated to stimulating the body to make those changes. And if you keep stimulating it year after year, the nervous system becomes even more and more refined at executing those activities. So really, you do get a reward just simply from paying time, and no extra talent is required for that. And then the last thing I want to bring up as far as what causes frustration for folks, is when swimmers don't recognize feedback, when they don't know how to notice they notice that something's wrong, but they don't know specifically what is wrong, what part of the body, what part of interaction with the water isn't going well. And they don't recognize the subtle signals coming from the body that let you know when you're making progress. So you need to study and ask your coach and practice and whatever, figure out how to create feedback systems for yourself, both external feedback, the way it looks, the way the water is flowing past the body, the time, the position in the water, all these things, external feedbacks, and then sensations inside the body, what it feels like, how when you know when the body's moving away from the ideal or closer to it, and when your body's giving you signs that the stress is negative and it's something you need to back off away from, or when it's having appropriate discomforts that come from good physical exertion. So being able to recognize those signals and sensations coming to you through the nervous system that's interacting with the water, that's going to go a long way. That's basically essential to you making progress by intention. Now, you might accidentally stumble across some great improvement in swimming that you weren't aiming for, and it just happens, but that's pretty rare that that's going to be the case. So most of the time, you're really going to have to set an intention that you're going to do something and have a way to measure if you're getting closer to what you're aiming for or further away from it. So just to review the four things, you need to understand the skills that you're working on in terms of their sensations or what they're going to produce in your interaction with the water. You need to understand the process you need to work through mentally and physically, the process that your body needs to go through as you make really small incremental changes, challenges, as you undergo incremental challenges to see incremental changes in the body. Third, you need to understand the investment of time that's involved. It's going to take days, weeks, and months, and years for you to master certain features of the stroke. But that's okay. That gives you something to work on. That gives you something to be occupied with when you're in the water. It gives you something to be satisfied with when you set an intention and you invest the time and the effort, and then you get the payoff. And that's where real satisfaction comes from. Things that cost something feel the best when you accomplish them. And then lastly, you need to recognize feedback so that you can notice the subtle signals of problems that are coming up and the subtle signals of progress when you're making improvements. Okay, so I just want to encourage you with that, that if you happen to find yourself frustrated at times in your practice, that it could be one of those areas that you need some improvement, maybe you need some to study on or ask some help from a coach with, so that you can get back into the groove of enjoyable and satisfying practice. All right, take care.